Hi, this is Bear Grylls, and you're listening to UCB Sports and Leisure.
Since the dawn of time, man has competed and relaxed. But with that comes responsibility. We go behind the pageantry and ceremony to examine these modern warriors and relaxers to bring you the real story.
From East Hollywood, the investigative capital of the world, this is UCB Sports and Leisure.
Last week on UCB Sports and Leisure, I patched up creative and personal differences between Denzel Washington and Arnold Schwarzenegger so they could continue collaborating on their tentpole script, Bruno and Barry. To return the favor, they agreed to come to UCB Studios to administer a couples therapy session between Scott and myself. Full disclosure, Scott and I hadn't recorded in months, and I had very little hope of this settling our bitter feud.
You know, you just don't respect my boundaries as a creative
fucking
person.
Bullshit. Fuck you.
Fuck. No, Matt, you can't use this language. You know, you have to wait for Scott to have his time to talk. And then you have to you wait for your time to talk. And then you're able to express how you feel.
Can we have like a conch, like in Lord of the Flies, like a conch shell so I know when it's my turn to talk?
All right, you know what? I brought a conch right here in my bed.
This isn't your session.
I know, but I knew you always bring up the fucking conch, so I brought one of my backpacks.
Scott, you can go ahead and pull that conch out. I think that would be necessary. I mean, if he wants a conch, he gets a conch.
Do you mind if I blow it, or you want to blow it first?
I thought it was holding the conch. You can blow it, blow it. Fuck
This is not a call to war. This is just me blowing it, okay?
Which is meaning he's going to talk? I don't know the rules.
Yes, of course. You know, he blows the conch, and then he's able to speak after he blows it. Is this what we...
And let me guess, you're going to clean off the end of the conch with your hand sanitizer like you're all worried about my germs.
That's
and cooties
really
again?
Negative, but yeah, I do happen to carry hand sanitizer.
All right.
I just might do that.
Okay, here we go. Step back.
Wow, that was loud.
Woo!
That was loud.
That felt good.
That felt pretty good. That did feel good.
You know what I mean?
He's strangely satisfying somehow. I don't know what it is.
Matt.
That was really loud.
I'm going to clean this up with one of my napkins that I have in my pocket, and here you go.
I'm wiping it off.
Of course, you got to clean it again your way.
I have to hand sanitize it.
You're practically dousing that thing. It's getting a full bath.
I have to wait for the alcohol to evaporate. Yeah. Okay.
Smart man.
You have to be careful of the super bug that it might create.
Like MRSA or something?
Yeah, yes, the thing, if you clean your hands too, that's why I don't clean my hands.
It's the antibacterial soap, I heard, not the soap you use.
It's antimicrobial
soap, I think.
I'm sorry, Scott, did you just say you don't wash your hands?
I want to make sure that my body is...
Thank you. His hands are always dirty. Every time he comes in the podcast...
I wipe them off. I carry them in napkins in my pocket. I wipe them off with the napkins.
Napkins don't clean germs.
Unless it's a sanitary napkin. I mean, I feel like it would clean germs then. I mean, the feminine napkins clean, you know, but...
These are masculine, regular napkins from In-N-Out Burger. I keep them in my pocket, and you just scrub the dirt off, and then you're a man.
Oh, man, Scott, are these used? They got the oily spots on them like they're used.
Do you see?
That's for my jeans. They haven't been used...
That he has oily jeans is maybe that's what he's saying. But you don't know that this is his process of how he cleans. Is this too much of a stumbling block for you guys to work together?
All right, I'm going to blow the conch.
Okay, let's...
All right.
Even louder the second time.
You always got to make it a little better than...
Why
when
is he talking?
Is this Matt's turn to talk because he blew the conch, and this is the rules that we have established?
I blew mine, and he just blew. I didn't get to say anything. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
But then he's going to have to blow the conch again if he's going to speak.
We can use the puppets that are next to you guys. There's an assortment of animals, animal puppets to the left and right of you. You could use those
to
talk.
I'll do the crocodile.
Okay.
So I'll take the crocodile.
So you're going to be speaking on behalf of the crocodile, or does he speak for you? And then Scott,
I'm going to hold the Elmo, but I'm not going to do the Elmo voice. I'm just going to do my own style.
No, you don't need to do an impression. You just do it.
Okay.
You're going to speak as Matt.
I'm as Matt?
Yes, by way of the Elmo. And they, Matt.
Okay, here's mine. Ready? You should have been at this dinner party with Julie Louise Dreyfus last night. It was so great. And did you see her on TV? Because she's my friend.
Is there a timeout, Conk?
No, this is his time. So
I actually do have a smaller conk in my backpack. I could get for you.
Okay. So this will act as the timeout conk. But do you have any more that you want to show about how much he brags about Veep and these things?
I think I covered it. Elmo spoke his piece.
I'm blowing the conk.
This is the mini
I don't
conk?
Talk. This is the timeout.
This
conk.
Is the timeout conk.
Listen to the pitch. Listen. Did you hear the difference? It's a much higher tone.
Right. It's like a dog whistle kind of thing.
Yeah.
So this is a timeout, so then you're able to interject.
So
now.
I'm taking the crocodile off. This is me saying, I don't talk about you. That's an inaccurate portrayal.
And
I'm not always talking about Julia Louis-Dreyfus at a dinner party. Very rarely do we have dinner parties. We work well together, but we have our own lives.
Sounds a little dismissive of my feelings.
Well, I'm talking to the...
That's fair. It is a little bit dismissive, but we will let you talk through the animal that you have.
Oh, okay, sorry.
See, that you have to blow the conch again because the timeout is over.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's to start and to finish it.
This is because he intercepted it with a timeout. So then now he's back.
Right,
it's your turn again. That you put your crocodile.
Should
on.
There be a time in conch?
Matt, you're actually looking winded. He's looking tired from all the. Do you have any? How are your lungs a little tired?
I smoke a lot of weed.
My daughter actually made a time in conch. I have it in my briefcase. I'll pull that out now.
A time in conch. Okay.
Of course he stores them in all different.
Thank you.
Hi, my name's Matt. I smoke so much weed. I'm so cool. How rad I am with the weed and the movie stars and my action movies.
I thought we weren't doing an impression of Elmo.
Oh, sorry. Is that supposed to? That sounds like Elmo to you? Oh, okay. Well, that's a happy accident.
They sound exactly like Elmo to me. He sounded exactly like him.
You're not a great actor, so you can't really determine.
This isn't about how much you don't like me or that you don't respect me. You made that very clear in the last session that you don't think that anything I do is great. And I wanted to say that, you know, Kevin Clash is an American hero and that he did a perfect Elmo impression. And this is separate. That it doesn't matter that they do crystal meth with young boys or these things. That it doesn't matter.
Well,
I think you're a great actor. I mean, like, the thing about Schwarzenegger is I believe him. You know what I mean? Like, you can say what you want about his style, but if I believe what's happening, that's what an actor's supposed to
do.
It's
sort of a gimmick. His career is a gimmick.
It's not a gimmick. It doesn't last this long if it's a gimmick. It'd be one time.
True Lies was good.
The only one that can act is really Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Yeah. I'm Matt.
That's Elmo. You guys have to help me. I don't know where the give and take is and what conch to use.
Okay. You have to do the time in conch?
Actually, we have some cards, a stack of cards in front of you.
Like tarot
cards?
Here,
take your two conchs back.
Oh, yeah, because thank you. I definitely got to make sure I bring
this one
home.
Is your conch, Scott.
One of them belongs to Scott. So these cards, this will go one for one. So it'll be Scott's turn and then it'll be Matt's turn. And then all you have to do is you have to finish what the cards say.
I feel like you're playing favorites because, again, you're throwing to Scott first. I may have hurt your feelings in the first session.
You did hurt my feelings, and I am playing favorites because I want Scott to win the therapy session.
Well, that's nice. You know, I don't even really need your charity. But
Denzel, is there winning in therapy? Like,
I got to say there is no winning. Arnold, we talked about this on the car ride over. You know,
you
we spent a lot
carpool?
Of time. Yeah, we caught a Lyft line from Universal Studios straight over here. We interrupted our writing session to get over here
because we're not doing Uber because he's a bad guy. That he's doing a bad thing because he's working during the strike and these things. And that of course we want people to think that we are good people. Mm-hmm. Is what Denzel said.
I did say that, and I also told you not to bring up your vendetta about Matt to Matt, but seems like the things that I want go out the window. Okay.
I just want to say sometimes when you have, you know, we have our trailers outside of the podcast studio, and I know Matt has like a double banger, and that's just because he got to pick whichever trailer he wanted first, so I'm in the triple banger, and I usually don't go in there. I just keep my jacket and backpack in there, but... It's just a little weird that he has a bigger trailer, his podcast trailer.
This is your therapist. I can give you a little advice that maybe sometime you go into his and then you do number two in there.
Oh.
And that you don't flesh.
I thought of that.
That's going to create more hostility. You're trying to we haven't done a podcast in months. Okay, we've been feuding like when you guys hit a writer's block. So if he goes and shits in my trailer, it's not going to solve this.
Yes, but you're not knowing that it's from him and that he feel better that he
now
do
I'll
it.
Now I'll know. So if somebody leaves a nasty deuce in my trailer.
No, but there's still a reasonable doubt that you don't. It could be anybody. It could be anybody that you don't know.
Can you? Do you have a conch that I should blow before I take a crap in his shower?
That might let him know more that it's, you know, that it's coming from you.
You don't announce the okay
in my shower.
Well, you have a I don't have a shower in my trailer. You have a shower in your trailer.
You said take a dump in his shower. I thought.
Yeah, I know. In the shower in your trailer.
I do. I do keep a toiletries conch on me.
Okay.
All times.
Well, I'll blow
you
that
never
before
when,
I do it.
You never know when you gotta go. I am happy to say I don't gotta go right now.
We have to derail. Let's get to the cards here.
Okay.
So Scott, I want you to finish this sentence.
Okay.
I'm gonna pull this first card. This is random here.
Is this in the form of a question, like Jeopardy, or is it like
no?
A,
you just finish
the letters.
You just finish the sentence.
Okay.
It to say, my heart is
funnier than Matt's.
It's okay.
Okay.
So then I pass to Denzel, and then he give Matt his card.
Do I get to say something now? You can't read me a card. You got to pass it to Denzel.
Yeah, he doesn't like you, Matt. That's for sure.
Matt, I can say wholeheartedly that I like you.
Thank you, Denzel.
Here's a card that you chose. It says, if my life was a movie.
It wouldn't be Twins. It would be Fences or anything where you're playing that outsider hero that you play so well, who's kind of an outlaw but does good. And that's how I see myself inside
of... But what about Danny DeVito in Twins?
You'd be the DeVito. I wouldn't be
funny.
The DeVito.
Yeah, he's the loser that he gets all the crap parts in the genetic experiment.
My point is I was answering the card and I'm not getting to answer it.
You said you would choose Fences. What parallels do you see in Fences to your real life, Matt?
Well, I obviously idolize.
You relate to the black experience.
I guess I can't. I mean, I haven't had a tough life. I was sort of born into privilege, middle class, white, educated, solid two-parent family. I've been lucky my career. I've been a working actor for 20 plus years.
What about those years when you're doing, not Wag the Dog, what's it called?
Dog Bites Man.
Dog Bites Man, those were tough years.
Well, it wasn't watched a lot. I mean, But I mean, it's respected. It's one of those shows that you like that it's out there because people who are also funny remember it and they give you a nod. It's like one of those things that, I don't know. I'm happy as on my resume, and I met some really nice, funny people. Zach and Andrea and Miles were still friends. But
those were tough years, I would imagine.
I guess the toughest part is that it went away, you know, that it didn't come back. But, I mean, that's show business, you know. Like, not everything can live forever. I mean, they didn't make a semi-pro too, did they?
Well, it's got a blinking green light right now, like a blinking green.
Meaning it might come back. But in the meantime, you've had, what, 10 years since it's been a no-go? Are those tough years, or do you move on and make other things?
Yeah, I think it's been 11 years.
What are you, you guys are mathematicians now, too?
Just looking at a calendar and subtracting 2017 from 2017.
All right. Well,
what year was that movie released?
You know what?
What year did Semi-Pro come out, Scott?
I have to look.
I think it was 2005 or 2006.
Okay. That sounds about right.
So that's about 11 years.
Schwarzenegger passed.
He's doing the... I did not pass.
You passed. You wouldn't even read the script. You were supposed to be the Woody Harrelson character. You're the coach.
I didn't understand it. I thought, it's like, I want to be full professional, not the half professional. Mm-hmm. Because, I win 7 bodybuilding championships, so that it can't be semi-pro, that people won't believe it, that I'm not the full champion.
He would only do it if it was called all-pro.
All right, I'm Cranky Crocodile, all right?
And I'm Elmo, and I love Scott.
I'm upset when somebody doesn't show up on time to a podcast. I'm also upset when they use my trailer. And I'm also upset when we're writing bits in my office, if they leave their coffee cup and their trash in my room like I'm a maid. I can't live like that. I'm a crocodile. I need fresh water and cleanliness.
So why don't you just say you don't like coffee cups in your office? Just say clean it up or ask. Well, I feel like I'm getting an asshole tax or some kind of resentment that builds up, but you could just easily solve the situation.
Well, crocodiles, you only have to say thing once, and then they bite you and eat you, and they'll wrap you up and hold you at the bottom of the lake until you're dead, and then they'll eat your abdomen out first.
Lamo's so cute. He gets away with stuff sometimes, and he's not used to actually having to come through one of his chores.
Well, I almost got issues with meth. We all know that.
But do you see what's happening here? That you're saying that the crocodile should only have to say once, but it's not the reality. And that maybe Elmo has had a way that people communicate with him that he's only used to. So you may need to crack through that.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Schwarzenegger.
I got to say, Arnold, I disagree.
Thank you, Denzel.
You know, it's hard. You know, when you're working, you've got a partner that's not taking care of his side of things. I know all too well what that's like. And I think I'll have to side with the crocodile on this.
I'm taking a shit on your notepad.
I'm a crocodile, and I get a reply all letter from the studio, and then I find out that Elmo just did reply because he wanted to talk to somebody without me being on the email chain. That's disrespectful of a partnership that's been established. Just hit reply all so we all know who's in on the loop.
But if that bother you, then you need to tell him. You can't just sit around and be cranky about it.
Oh, check it out. I got an email. I'm forwarding an email from Julia Louise Dreyfus. Look how much we got along on the set.
I'm a crocodile. I don't know who that is. I don't know. I don't have television. I just sit in a hole and I wait for things to eat.
Matt, that is commitment. That is commitment to
character. But you can't just switch from, like, talking about your feelings to then playing a true crocodile when you want to avoid having to answer for something.
You have to make her, like, a swamp character, too, like the crocodile, and then he'll know that the equivalent.
I'm a crocodile who knows email but doesn't know Julie Louise Dreyfus. Is that a big stretch for you guys?
So maybe you say that it's a bird that's in the swamp that, you know, that is Julia the bird Dreyfus that is in the swamp also.
We also we have an emotional cloud here. It's called Hashimoto, and it's where you place your emotions in there, and you guess as to what you think Hashimoto was feeling on the inside. It seems like this.
I'm gonna blow the conch on. I want to go first on this.
I'm feeling nervous, but I don't know if I want to talk about.
Well, I see both of you have a cloud by you, the Hashimoto cloud.
All right.
And then you take the different feelings and emotions in a separate bin there, these squishy feelings and emotions, and you put those into your cloud. And then
I'm going first because I don't want his dirty hands touching the emotions.
Let me wipe them off. Hold on.
With In-N-Out napkins.
See, oily napkins from In-N-Out.
You have to side with me on
until
that
after
one.
I wipe my hands, then they're oily. That's what I'm...
That's like a hobo bath.
You know what? But I have the strongest... what do you call it? Antibodies in my body. Like, I can fight off any disease.
You have the strong immune system.
Yeah, the immune system is just, like, ferocious.
You have the immune system of a Viking.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're constantly...
Or a homeless man.
Yes, because you're constantly exposing yourself to all kinds of illness. I'm
correct.
The same.
Yeah.
Because I'm never wearing protection. So they cannot get hepatitis C, that they cannot get HIV, they can get none of them.
So your penis is just, like, ferociously... Strong.
It's like a Prussian helmet. It's like a Prussian helmet that is impenetrable. That there's no disease to get in there.
I don't think you're immune to sexually transmitted diseases. You're just lucky.
Well, what if there was like, let's say there was a vagina that was completely infested with all kinds of STDs. You think you would just come out of it squeaky clean?
Yes, I would go in there. No protection, no Jimmy hat, none of these things, none of what people are calling them, and I'd be fine. That they'd be even stronger afterwards because of my immune system.
Well, a crocodile doesn't think post-sex. They just want to carry on the gene pool.
Okay.
So you think like a crocodile. They're not thinking about their life after getting hard and putting semen
that they
in
have
their female.
A lizard brain in these things, that is all I'm capable of?
A crocodile can relate to how you think of the sex act.
Okay. So this is a connection that we're making.
I don't know what a vagina is. I'm just a little Muppet.
You don't like vagina.
No. I'm just a little... What am I from? A space world? What is
that? I'm guessing you're a synthetic man-made toy that's embodied by a man with a hand inside of you.
But oh my God! But I'm not real.
But what is Elmo? Like, what is he? Like, what are you?
That's what I mean. I don't know what I am.
Elmo's a beloved Muppet.
I am now. One of my daughter's favorite. Truly, what was I born as?
What you were born as? It seems to me that you were probably like a little monkey or something, a little baboon.
He looks like a monkey.
Wait,
with clothing. No, do you have clothing on? I don't remember.
Maybe he's a cybernetic organism that was transported from the future. That's a possibility.
Yeah.
The farthest extension of human evolution? Come back.
And I'm here to kill the crocodile so he can't go on to lead some kind of revolution.
Crocodile would kill Elmo in a second. Elmo.
It was his. You stop fighting me. Stop it. Both of you stop it now.
I don't know what I'm learning here.
We
haven't talked about any of this.
We've let this derail.
When the conch is blown like that, it means that round one is over.
Maybe we should do the Hashimoto cloud at this point.
Okay.
Yeah, I put in there pissed off, unhappy, disappointed, betrayed, frustrated, tired of working with inferior dedication.
You took all the cubes. You know what I mean? Like there's none left for me.
I don't know. That's just... Did I do wrong?
You did not do wrong, but you need to be clear that this is how you feel, that this is not how Scott is making you feel.
Yeah, why do you... Let's dig into that, Matt. Why do you feel that way? We can start with pissed off. I believe that was your first emotion that you...
Yeah, let's start with pissed off!
I don't think we're doing the puppets anymore.
Oh, sorry.
I'm pissed off because of the lack of professionalism, the shared dedication... isn't there that it used to be in the early years of UCB Sports and Leisure. I'm also pissed off, I guess, because things have gone missing in my trailer. Things that Scott likes, you know, my Bears player, my Chicago Bears, you know, collection of sports cards missing.
I haven't taken those. Why do you think that I did that?
Well, nobody else is a big Bears fan. I don't know.
Why don't you just ask me if I took them?
Did you take
them? No one else is a Bears fan? That's your defense?
On the UCB Sports and Leisure set? Nobody.
Yeah. We've never had a guest. What about Joe Nunez? What about
He's not on set every day.
What about Brad Morris?
Nunez is usually at the rustic.
You have to be here every day to steal cards.
But you're upset that they gone missing, and you're asking him, and he's saying no, that he'd not take them. So this is what's happening. There's no communication. You feel these things, you build resentment, but you not communicate.
Well, how do I learn how to communicate?
Scott, are you willing to get treatment for your...
I did like some of your movies. When you side with me, I'm starting to remember some of the stuff you've done.
I know this. My movies are ubiquitous. It's ridiculous for you to say that you're not seeing them, or you pretend like you don't know what Terminator is, or you only seen part 4 that nobody liked or saw. It's ridiculous.
I like Mr. Freeze.
That was a great movie. That was a great movie.
Is this Batman Forever? It made money.
Terminator 4 was the best one of that.
I didn't care for Mr. Freeze. The Tim Burton Batmans were a little too stagey.
This is not Tim Burton. This is Joel Schumacher.
Oh, that was worse then. It was a continuation of that stagey, corny.
You're not wrong.
You never felt like you're in a world. You always felt like you're in a stage at Warner Brothers. Do you know what I mean?
In a lot of cardboard and stuff. Yeah. It's just like, what is this? Is this metal or is this cardboard? Like the scale didn't feel right.
Yeah, they didn't spray paint it with the silver spray paint.
It looked like metal. And then it's like, how big is that building? You know, my son could not fit in there. You know, he's 6 years old. It's supposed to be a 4-story building in these things.
Is this the son you had with the maid or son you had with the...
This is another son that's not out yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is a son that I had to get a smog test. And then the person administering the test, they have unprotected sex. They have a son. But then I'm going to buy him a Jeep. You know, when they come of age, and then everybody be okay with it. You know, because it is a good picture opportunity. They see the kid that looked like me, I buy him a beautiful Jeep, and then everybody's okay.
Arnold, when's the last time you got tested?
They don't get the test because they don't have any disease.
You could be passing on
of diseases.
Hepatitis at the very least.
You're not a doctor.
At the very least. I'm not a doctor.
You know, in these kids, they grow up healthy, but if I have the disease, I pass to them, right? That's like my canary in the mine.
Oh, it's like, it's you're helping with their immune system in a way?
No.
They give them a little disease so they're stronger actually when they grow up?
No, that happened too, but no, the point that I'm making is that my kids, if my kids are not dying, then I'm not passing any disease. So that's the proof that they don't have the disease.
Oh, but they're suffering though.
It's a lot more symptoms than death that accompany.
If I went to a sperm bank and I saw on the shelf Arnold semen, Denzel semen, and Scott semen, and I was a woman looking to have a healthy, intelligent, successful baby.
This is a great question. Yeah, who would you pick?
I would pick Denzel in a second. Because my kid would steal things if he was Scott semen, and if it was Arnold semen, it would be disease-ridden.
I feel like you're describing Elmo semen. Because Scott hasn't stolen anything.
I don't think Elmo's
stolen.
All right, Scott, we need to grab that bull by the horns on that. You just got to own up. Did you or did you not steal?
I'm being straight. I have not stolen anything.
And I'm being straight. I stole all.
You see, the problem is Elmo. That's what they've been saying from the beginning.
Well, no, the problem is a split personality.
If you went to a semen store and us three were on the shelf, whose semen, and you were a woman, whose semen would you choose?
All right, well, this is easy. First of all, I need to know what the prices of the semen are if I'm in the store.
They're all the same price.
All the same price? And I have, what, like a $10 bill?
Yeah.
And I can't buy...
You see, all cost $10, and that you have a $10 bill. That's the most money that you have.
Okay. I can't ejaculate multiple things onto me?
It doesn't work like that.
No, you're not jerking things off onto your face or anything.
Okay.
You're just buying the semen that has already been ejaculated.
But how do I get it out of the package? I must have to jerk it off until it squirts.
No, you're not jerking that.
It comes frozen.
Yeah, it comes frozen, and you would take it to a doctor, and in vitro would happen, and then you would carry it to term.
This is not like it's not a glory hole. We have three dicks coming through holes and you jerk off the one that you want the most. That is already frozen semen.
What if I gave you $20?
I think the $10 price tag was misleading.
It's $10. It seems like...
Okay, I'll give you $20.
We walked you into that.
Let's say it's $10,000. Instead of a $10 bill, it's a $10,000 bill.
That makes... You guys would do it for $10,000, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's a lot of semen. I think I could rise to the challenge for that.
To donate? Yeah. I would do that.
Now, what is being asked here? That we put in our dicks through holes for a glory hole?
And you don't know who's touching it or what's going on. It could be Elmo. Could be
you.
I could throw up CDs. I could throw up three different kinds of semen. You don't know what's going to happen.
You could throw up CDs?
Oh, I'm sorry. Trading cards.
Trading cards.
Yeah. I don't know because I blacked out. I don't even know what happened.
I was just trying to find out in this hypothetical.
Who had the most valuable...
Semen.
Oh, yes. Right.
What you appreciate in life, what qualities you look for in your offspring.
Is remember that I'm 7-time Mr. Olympia, that they have incredible box office success, a 2-time governor.
You know, I would take the muscle and the musculature of Schwarzenegger. I would take the intelligence of Denzel, and I would take the compassion and the forgiveness of Matt.
That helps. Yeah, that makes me feel good.
See, this is
he's actually tearing up in here. I'm impressed.
Give I feel like we're building a
give
bridge.
Give me a hug.
There's a hug.
Boy, that's sweet.
Yes, feels
I brought
great.
The touching conch here, so I'll just go ahead and blow that.
So now it's okay.
I feel like you blow that. That's more of an interrupting because we're hugging. You don't need to blow the horn in our faces. You know what I mean?
So what happens now? So we continue hugging with that?
Yeah. You guys...
Should I let go and start over?
Well, yeah, you would just continue to hug until the conch sound is done.
And then when does and there's no sperm or anything?
Yeah, there's no glory hole in this scenario.
Okay.
But did we ever answer that question at how much it would take?
After hearing Scott's sort of olive branch to me, I'd like to change my answer and say that if I was a woman who wanted to have a healthy, intelligent baby, I would take the just sheer talent and acting godlike presence of Denzel. I would take the political savviness of Mr. Schwarzenegger, and I would take the creativity and forgiveness of Scott.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
This is helping.
Not only did Scott and I resolve our differences, but the session inspired Denzel and Arnold to want to work with us on a new project. The following is a proof of concept sizzle reel for our Indiegogo page for what we thought would be a revolutionary film, a mashup reboot of Twins, Terminator, and Deja Vu.
The baby looks a lot like... It's got the forehead of you, Arnold.
He's amazing.
And it's got the cheekbones of Denzel.
Yeah.
And then probably my talent or whatever. I don't know. I don't really see it.
He has your glasses.
My glasses, yeah.
He's amazing.
I don't understand.
How did this happen? This is incredible.
All three of you fertilized the egg?
Yeah, I think it was that glory hole moment, and we just kind of crossed streams.
I brought you a balloon.
It was a
see what it says? It says, I put scotch tape on it, so it just says, like, one-third of your dad says hi.
Mm. Oh, thank you. This is amazing, and we need to start training him immediately. He needs to start...
All right, relax,
just,
relax.
I can't think that far forward. Yeah,
he needs a strong name. Obviously, his last name is Washington, but I'm flexible.
Washing Strong
Walsh
Zader.
As the first male to have a baby.
Oh, that's
I
true.
I thought I would just keep my name. Walsh. The first name is in play.
Arnold?
But no, it's too Austrian.
How about Schwarzenegger for the first name? The last name for the first name. It's very hip now that everybody's doing this kind of thing.
It's clunky.
I like Paul. A good good Bible name for him.
Paul's
good.
I like Paul.
Yeah.
Paul.
One of the Gospels, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Do you mind if I go a little skin to skin? Baby on the skin? I'm going to just take my shirt off
here. Oh, his shirt is off.
All right. Come here, little one.
Scott's been training.
Come here, Paul.
Oh, jeez. Hey.
What are you doing?
Don't mash
Scott,
him.
Scott, did you wash your hands? The baby needs you.
I wiped my hands off with the...
Get over it. No. In-N-Out towels don't work. No.
He's got the In-N-Out grease all over his body.
I keep hitting the nurse button, but no one's coming in. Please, let me just hold the baby.
Oh, he's trying to get away.
It's not going
to
be Paul.
You're not going to get away,
disrespect.
Paul. You're not getting away.
I want to do a name that no one's ever...
Here, Arnold, hold the baby.
All right, let me
careful.
See. I'm going to teach him how to... Look at this. This is how you pick these things up. And that you use your body and you use your legs. It's good. He's training already. Look at this. He's fantastic.
He's an hour old.
Yes, but it's never too early to start training. It's good, yeah. You guys could learn some training, too. That all of you are looking a little flabby now.
Yeah, Denzel, you want to hold?
I definitely do. He hasn't broken eye contact. I mean, this guy could get an Oscar with those eyes.
He'd pass you over to the...
It's in the eyes. It's in the eyes.
There you go, Denzel. You hold him very tight.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Feels good to hold a baby. Especially one that we all came together to make.
It's a perfect storm that all this happened.
This is a crazy movie.
This is
what it feels like.
This is Twins.
It is. It's triplets almost. It's three triplet Siemens or something.
I love you, Matt.
I love you guys. I love you too, Scott.
Love you, Matt.
You guys are the mother and the father, and that we are like the uncles that also participated somehow.
I won't tell this child about the dildo you had made, Denzel.
Please don't. Please don't tell my wife.
It seems like a scientific thing. We didn't even need to use the hard penis to make it work, but...
Well,
I'm glad we did.
I needed it for myself. There was a pegging episode that I...
That he revealed.
Came up in therapy. But we used the pegging penis to inseminate me?
That was the technique.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to another UCB Sports and Leisure. Our special guests this week, Ryan Stanger and Dane Troy. If you want to reach out to us, you can find us on Twitter at UCBSL. And as always, much thanks to our wonderful producers, Cody Ziegler and Ben Hosley. Peace.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.
We'll be right back.